Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Rousseau. Coming up later in the show, we'll introduce you to a local man who believes he has the answer to fixing the region's longtime problem of what to do with all that poultry litter the industry creates each year. And we'll spend some time with NASA scientists at the Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia and learn why they're sending unmanned aircrafts into the eye of hurricanes and sending up satellites no larger than a coffee mug into space. But first, we continue our profiles of the candidates in this year's municipal election in Ocean City. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Councilwoman Mary Knight as she starts her re-election campaign. But we start with a relative newcomer to the Ocean City political scene. Nick Campanoli has been a longtime resident and property owner, but he says he was compelled to run against Mayor Rick Meehan after seeing an ad in a local newspaper that was put there by Councilman Joe Hall, essentially calling for anyone in the community to step up and challenge the three-term mayor. I met Campanoli in a hookah lounge in downtown Ocean City. He owns the building. He said it would be a quiet place to chat since the lounge is closed for the season. It was an unlikely choice of venue, but perhaps it was the perfect place to speak with an unlikely candidate in this year's race, and one that very few in the resort say has a chance to actually win.
Well, I wanted to run because I got to the point where I saw something I didn't like. I saw the appraisals of real estate going up, and I saw the city council pretty much deciding, I don't know if they ever said it this way, but pretty much decided not to give the money back as a tax relief or not to save it for the eventuality that we might have a downturn. And then I saw an ad in the paper, and it was Uncle Sam, and he was pointing at me and he was saying, Ocean City needs you to become mayor. That was Joe Hall's. You saw that? You've seen that. I like Joe Hall. I think he's on the right track. I think that Margaret Pillis, Mr. Ashley, Jim Hall, they were there when the town needed them to try to, Dennis Dare's words, right-size the government. It should not have gotten wrong size to begin with. And so they worked hard, and it was quite a battle, and they stuck to it. They really worked hard.
You know, there's been some conversation since Joe Hall took out that ad, calling out for somebody in the community, that somebody ending up as you, to run against Rick Meehan, who is the mayor of Ocean City now, who has always run uncontested for mayor. Going into November 6th, do you believe wholeheartedly that you have a shot of winning this thing?
I don't want to tell you the truth, but the truth is, I never expected to win. What I love about politics is, and nobody understands this, I can't understand why, but the fact that you can actually run and you can have a voice and you can try to focus on issues that you see are a problem. I've been hearing from a lot of people that they don't like Mr. Meehan, so if there are enough people that don't like him, maybe I could win. But to me, winning isn't the real important thing. The important thing is to get the issues out and have some talk about them.
Right. If winning isn't exactly the top priority or even a feasible result in your eyes, what are the issues that you really want to talk about? If you're just going to be up on the soapbox for a short amount of time, what do you want to say while you're on that soapbox?
One of the things I like about Joe Hall, and one of the things I like about the new majority, which will be the old majority or whatever, depending, is that he likes Ocean City the way it is. We're putting money into performing arts centers, art league buildings. I mean, wonderful stuff. I'm sure all the motorcycle people down here last weekend really enjoyed those. You got to decide what we are.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, because in this election, and I think it's been pretty clearly stated, that there's two very different schools of thought about which way Ocean City should go. Whether it be playing back to the nostalgia and what Ocean City has always been versus moving forward and offering some of the things that other resorts offer and that perhaps some of the new families or the new generation of vacationer or tourist are looking for.
Well, I used to have what I thought was a very nice high-end condo on the boardwalk at 4th Street. And I'll never forget the day that some of these folks that we want to have here were talking, and they said, how much are you paying for your unit? How much are you paying for yours? And they said, you know, we could take our families down to the Bahamas for what we're paying here. And then I never saw those people again. So it'd be nice to hope that they're going to come back. I don't want to say they're not going to come back, but it's going to be a long time before we ever get to that position again. Mm. We had really done well for a long while. Times change. Airlines, flights are cheaper. People can look at things on the internet. It's just a tougher market now.
Let's talk about some of the other big issues in this election, such as the union.
I think Ocean City employees do very well. I was a government employee for 38 years. There's security more here than there is anywhere else. You have a job come up to be hired here, you have a plenty of applicants. If things were that bad, we wouldn't have that many applicants. The whole changes were clearly for new people coming on. But some people don't seem to be able to hear properly, and they keep saying, well, we know what that means. No, we know exactly what that means. You may not trust Hall and Pillis and Ashley, but they haven't lied to you. They may have been rough with you, but the truth is we got 200 or 300 people more than we needed in that period of time when we were trying to make people happy by hiring a lot and giving them a lot of pay. And now the time has come for reality.
We've been speaking with Nick Campanoli. He's a candidate for mayor in this year's Ocean City municipal election. Nick, pleasure meeting you and nice talking with you, and best of luck on the campaign trail.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. I appreciate your time.
We move from a challenger for mayor to an incumbent council member. Mary Knight is vying to win back her seat in November. A seat she says has lost a bit of its prestige and respect in the community. She says because of the council majority's actions in the past 2 years. But she claims she will be steering clear of the almost inevitable mudslinging that many are predicting.
Well, I think my basic nature is one of the glass always being half full. And what I plan to do is get out the facts. You know, I am not going to use any negative campaigning. But if somebody makes an accusation or there's a misspeak, I am going to correct them. And I feel that's my responsibility, to remember the history as it really did play out.
And the past 2 years, certainly you have been a part of that so-called council minority. And I know that in speaking with you in the past, you've been very unhappy about many things that have happened in that 2 years. Talk about how the past 2 years have been for you.
The past 2 years have been very difficult. One thing that upsets me the most is the decorum, or the lack of decorum up here. I used to be very proud to sit up here. I felt very good about it. When the arguing starts, when there's interrogation of citizens, when I know Robert's rules are not being followed, I feel a very big part of that. At times I feel, even though I'm not a representative engaged in the misbehavior, I feel that I should apologize. That transcends into my life as a regular citizen, because instead of saying, yeah, I'm proud we did this, I'm proud we did that, yes, we came to a compromise, now I'm explaining why I wasn't able to accomplish what I hoped that I could have accomplished. So I can put up with the frustration because I still think I can make a difference.
What do you think are going to be the main issues that voters decide on?
I know it's a combination of things. If you talk to a lot of the residents, it's always taxes and how the money's being spent. I think we've been extremely frugal for my 6 years that I've been on the council. We saved $6 million off the budget. We didn't hire people. We've frozen wages. We've done all those things. And I know there's things that we can still do, that we can outsource more, and we can still maintain the level of service. Tourism for the business industry. We have shown through more investment in the tourism budget that we're investing wisely with that. We're seeing tourism increase. We're seeing lots of no vacancy signs. So that's very, very important to me. Another issue that's very important to me is building the reserve fund back up. You've got to have a lot of money for a rainy day. As I tell folks, what has happened over this last year and a half with some of the spending by the majority, we're one hurricane away from blowing every single bit of savings we have, and that's a concern.
Will you campaign harder this time around to ensure for where you think Ocean City should go, the past 2 years are not replicated?
Yes, and some of the ways I'm doing it, and it's so very easy, is through social media. It's a lot easier in 2012 to campaign harder, and it's a lot less expensive. To do those things are virtually free versus putting an ad in the paper that somebody may or may not read. My goal is to reach the younger voter, the voter that's under 40, under 50, that's never voted before in the municipal, and for them to know me. And maybe the only way they're going to know me is through social media.
Yeah. Whatever happens in this election, what direction in your mind do you think Ocean City needs to go?
You see the wooden boardwalk. I mean, the most economical thing would have been to put in a non-wooden boardwalk. But that's part of nostalgia. You know, it is the quintessential boardwalk on the East Coast, one of the top, I think now, top five boardwalks in the country. Some of the businesses, you'll never, hopefully never see them leave, like a Thrasher's, like a Dolly's, you know, a Fisher's, any of those. So that's the nostalgia. But I also know that every generation want something new and fresh, the Performing Arts Center. We're going to see as many people in my age bracket and older as in your age bracket and younger. So you can maintain the nostalgia and the quintessential feeling by progressing. Because if you don't, then you're not going to get that new young couple come to Ocean City. You're not going to get that young family. They're not going to experience. They might come here once, but if everything's old and rickety and not fresh, they're not going to come back. So I know that we can maintain both and still keep growing Ocean City and making it better.
We've been speaking with Mary Knight. She's a current council member here in Ocean City. She's also running for re-election in November's election. Mary, always nice to sit down and chat with you, and thank you for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Rousseau.